for everyone just on the edge of their seat waiting to find out the results from today's giant pumpkin contest. Well, they are in.
Tell us.
From what I can decipher, pumpkin number 7 weighed in at 479 pounds.
I'm assuming it's not perfectly round.
No. No, it might be a little flat on one side.
I think so.
And we have a new state squash record at 313.5 pounds.
What kind of squash is that? Any idea?
A big one.
Thank you.
They call them quads, I think. But we'll have Jay Harper in next week to share with us more details. And we may even get Mr. Dean Baker, the director of the giant pumpkin weighing contest, in and to give us the update and who the entries were and the size of the pumpkins and how they grew them and a little more details. Just a fun annual event that happens here in the great state of Arizona. Let's get to Julia's top three list for the National Hardware Shows before we wrap up this hour. John, hang tight on your water softener. We will get you this break.
Sure, Romy. You know, it was really fun being there with you and Julia. We'd split up for the day and come back and toss all of our favorite things out on the counter. And it was just amazing that we found such different things, things I wouldn't even notice. Julia would say, this is, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread. It was just really curious. But one thing we all three...
And it's so funny when I would say, hey, did you see this? And she's like, oh, yeah, it was right by this. Didn't you see that? I'm like, no.
No.
And I thought I hit every single booth.
I did,
in
too.
The inventor's room twice.
I know.
And there was still stuff. She's like, did you see this? I'm like, nope. And it's funny, just there's so much there. It doesn't matter how slow and you go, you just end up missing something.
You just go on overload. One thing we all three agreed on, though, was the Orion coolers. They were just amazing. So I'll give you the three top that she had besides that one, because they were different than yours and mine. There was this Magna Grip. You can find it at magnogrip.com. There's let's say you have a project and you need lots of nuts and bolts and screws. And where do you put those nuts and bolts and screws? Well, you have a cup or you have a container, or you lay them on the counter and they roll off. This is a series of different things you can buy. One's a rip, and they're all magnetized. It's a wristband or a pair of gloves or a little thing you put on your belt, and you just put your little nuts and bolts right on that magnet. So they're right there handy when you're ready to use them. So that was pretty slick. Okay, Julia's a big DIYer, so that appealed to her.
Next Magna thing, Grip.
Magna Grip. The next thing was just a great, this would be great for Father's Day, hint, hint, everybody. It's called Alligator Board. So it's metal pegboard, which you think, well, pegboard is not a big deal. It's a nice system, though, and there's all kinds of different applications for it. But the coolest thing is they've developed a cart. So picture it like a tent sign with alligator board, or like pegboard, a metal, nice pegboard. And you put... It's for doing a particular project. Let's say you're working on your car, so you load up all the stuff that you need, you know, any kind of chemicals or wash and any kind of tools you need, and then you just load them all onto your pegboard, roll it out right next to your car, and you have all your tools just organized right there by the job. So that'd be great for any DIYer. And then let's see, the last thing that she really liked, oh, this was really cool. It's called, you find this at unchartedwatercraft.com. We're going to build a little resource list and put it on our website this week. But it's a kayak, okay? And so if you love being out on the water and you're not able right now to invest in a trailer and all the things you need to get out on the water with a boat, this is a kayak that folds in half. It looks like a little pod, and you slip it into the back of your little SUV. So you don't have to have anything to haul it around, a hitch, a trailer, any of that. And you get there and you unfold it. And it's a little kayak you paddle around on and enjoy your day off on. So you can see the kind of things that we get to see there. Not all just work, but there's a lot of play involved, too, at the hardware show.
So very good. Well, we'll have more from that as the weeks go on, until we've covered all that we've brought back that we think would be useful to you, the Arizona homeowner. As we get to John, who's calling about a water softener, let me just highlight Lightning Busters. Bob Ross is back after 5 years of retirement due to demand and the fact no one else was doing lightning protection correctly in the state of Arizona. He has come out of retirement, and he'll be joining us on air in a couple weeks just to make sure Arizona homeowners are educated about the amount of lightning strikes in Arizona and how they can easily protect their home with one one investment of air terminals installed on the home that'll last a lifetime. So welcome back, Bob Ross. You can find them in the lightning and surge protection category. John, real quick, your question, sir?
Okay, we had a water softener put in about probably 2.5 years ago, and my wife understood when they put it in to say that the water softener would eliminate the calcium buildup in the pipes in the house, and that we wouldn't have to change out the rod and the water heater. I can't remember what the name of the rod is, but that and the heating elements that wouldn't corrode up. My wife said no. She says she didn't understand it that way. So I just figured I'd get an opinion from you as to what I need to do to maintain this thing and if we're going to be able to do away with some of this calcium buildup.
How long was the home there before a water softener was installed?
It was built in 1978, copper piping. And so it's I've got pictures of it being built. We've owned it since then.
Yeah, Bill. I'm sorry, John. It takes a really long time for a water softener to remove what's already in the home. If you replace the water heater, it will keep it from building up. But it's going to take almost just as long with a water softener as it did without one to remove the buildup inside. So it won't eliminate what's already in the home in a fast pace. It'll just prevent the introduction. And your in-water will be better.